Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Mr. Blasingame. It's Kevin. It's been an absolute pleasure running your show for the last few years. I've learned a lot about business and about life. Thank you very much, and happy birthday.
Hey, sweetie. We just wanted to make sure you had a great birthday. I love you. Hope you have a great day.
The mayhem continues, ladies and gentlemen. You're hearing from those were the two co-conspirators that have created all this nonsense today. Yes, it is my birthday. So much for trying to keep it quiet. You know, this is my 16th, I guess my 16th birthday on the show. And I think this is probably the first time it's ever even anybody's ever even known about it. So thank you, Kevin, for your contribution to the conspiracy. And the other person was the she who must be obeyed. Anyway, 24 after the hour. Thank you for being here. I'm glad you're here. And let's get back to some sanity here with our new friend, Richard Weinberger. He's the author of Propel Your Small Business to Success, a new book that's out. Richard is a certified public accountant, but he's also, I'm very excited about his new organization, the Association of Accredited Small Business Consultants, AASBC. Put a .com on the end of that, right, Richard? And that's the website?
Yeah, you bet. Yes,
I'm glad. I'm proud of what you're doing because it's much needed. There needs to be some guidelines for to help grow the world of professional consultants to small businesses. I was one once upon a time when there were no guidelines and you just have to do what you think is right. And so anyway, I'm glad you're here. Congratulations on the book. We're talking about. You've come up with six questions that small business owners have to know if they even get through the first round at the Shark Tank show, the Shark Tank television show. We asked a couple of them in the last segment. Let's get into a couple of more here. So what about the competition? What do they need to know about the competition?
Sure, you bet. And Jim, one of the things that I know you and me both want to achieve, and that is to reduce the staggering failure rate of small businesses. And this is probably a great time to mention that.
It's shocking. Right. And let me tell you what else. In the last 20 years, the mortality has gone up 20%.
Well, it's unbelievable when we think that in the neighborhood of 70% of small businesses will be around in 2 years, but only 50% will be around in 5 years. That's what we want to do is cut down on that failure rate. And
yep.
Small business is so huge. Next week is National Small Business Week, as you know. And I noticed from the SBA, they just mentioned on their website that more than half of all Americans either own or work for a small business.
That's exactly right.
And they create two out of every three jobs in the U.S. every year. That's how important small business
is. About one third of Americans work for or own a small business.
Right.
And that's not counting the families. That's not counting the children and the spouses and all that are directly impacted by small business. It is huge. And so whatever we can do to help those organizations to be successful. That's been my life's goal for the last 25 years, Richard, as it has been yours. So talk to us about competition. What do we need to know about competition?
Sure, you bet. Well, the idea, of course, Jim, is not to be the same as the competition, but it's to be different and better. One of the best things that a small business owner can do, in my estimation, is to prepare what we call a SWOT analysis,
mm-hmm.
SWOT. That stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. A business owner does not need to be an expert to do this. Take a clean sheet of white paper, divide it into four categories, and it's important to understand that every business will have something that falls into one of these four categories. So to figure out, without going into detail, but for a small business owner to figure out what are the strengths, what am I really doing well, what can I improve on, what are the untapped opportunities that I'm not taking advantage of? How do I minimize some threats if they do materialize in my business?
Mm-hmm.
This really gives a business owner an idea of where he or she is in the competitive landscape.
Mm-hmm.
That's then how we can improve after we do a very critical self-evaluation of the business. And I like to tell people, it's great to be a cheerleader for your business, but when you're doing a SWOT analysis, this is not the time to be a cheerleader. We want to be honest about our approach to what is it that are our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
And these days, though, Richard, the competition, it's not enough looking at the competition. You've got to do that. But these days, there are disruptions coming from directions that aren't even part of the competition anymore.
Well,
and that you have to blend into that SWOT analysis. And another thing that you have to do, that's in my opinion, is associated with this, is, and this is even more important. In fact, I would give a small business owner a passing grade on this one if they just said, you know what, I'm more worried about my customer expectations than I am my competitors. What do you think, Richard?
Oh, that's exactly right. And I say to people, step into the shoes of your customer and say to yourself, if I was my customer, what would I like about my business?
Mm-hmm.
What would I dislike about my business? Why would I think about going to the competition? And so many times a small business owner cannot see what their customers see.
Right.
And it boils down to attention to detail and follow-up. And what
yep.
is so important, and I know that you're going to agree with me 100% on this, it is so much easier to keep that current customer and keep them satisfied than to go out and try
no
to
question.
Recruit a new customer.
No question. Richard, before we go, I got 30 seconds. Let's talk about cash. We should have spent more time, but we'll do that next time you come back. But cash, you got to know how much cash you're burning every month, don't you?
Oh, that's exactly right. And, Jim, you have to figure out, is it coming from operations or is it coming from borrowing money? That is so important.
Yep.
It is so important for a small business owner to know where that cash is coming from, to look ahead into the future, make
right.
sure that they can make payroll, service debt, etc.
And the website is aasbc.com. Is that right?
That's the website for the association.
What about the book?
Go to Amazon. Just put it in, Propel Your Small Business to Success, and it'll pop up. It'll tell all about the book and
Thank
about
you,
me.
Richard. Thank you, Richard.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.